The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vov. We're going to discuss Mitzvah Hashem now. Another layer of the same machlokes, the same discussion, Rabbanu Rabbi Loi, that according to Rabbi Loi, there are various dinim in the Torah with the Torah's mamayit shutvis, that the focus of that is hein shutvis akum vehein shutvis yisrael. Shutvis is not the same thing as regular ownership, the way we said in the previous year. Ownership imposes on the owner, but who's called the owner? Only somebody who's the sole owner. The ownership imposes on the sole owner. Dinim, that's true. If he's not the sole owner, because his shutav is a goy or shutav is a yid, either way, the dinim of the Torah of ownership are not chal on him. According to the Rabbonon, the miut of shutvis and various dinim is only memayit shutvis akum, not shutvis yisrael. And here we have an interesting discussion about how to learn up how and what the Rambam paskens. The Rambam in Bikurim, which is the halachas of all nesinois that are given to a kohen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and not in the sense of Trumas and Maisus, and the Rambam over there in Hilchas Bikurim brings that Shutvis is Chayav, the halachas of Reish Sagez, Shutvis is Chayav B'Reish Sagez. That means that if somebody has a shutvis with Yisrael, the shear, like we have in the sugis by us, is a shear of a five tzoin, you'll need, in order to be chayiv, you'll need that each one should have a shear kishal atzma. The mukhayiv is Ruven, the mukhayiv is Shimon. Ruven and Shimon have to have, in order for Ruven to be mukhayiv, he has to have a shear of five tzoin, even though they're shutvim. And together there's a shear that's not enough, each one has to have a shear Kishel Lahatzmoy. In Perek Vov Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam says, Legabi Chalo, that Shutvis Yisrael in the Iso is Chayiv in Chalo. He says, if two Yisraelim have an Iso, that means the size of the dough, which is Mechuyiv in Chalo, 43 Beitzim, the regular size that the women use to cover the sheets in order to make a bracha, in order to cover the machloikis in the various shurim, how big they are. But whatever the shir is, whichever sheet you're going with, if two Yisraelim own a bakery, two Yidin own a bakery, if the dough is big enough, even though it's between the two of them, they're chayim v'chalo. But if Yisrael with a goya shutvin, there, the dough has to be big enough to have enough hamachuyiv mitzad the bailus of the Yisrael. So how do we slice those two together? If the shutvis is only mechayiv him, does it count that he's together with somebody else? Does it not? Why should there be a difference? I mean, we can understand there's a difference between shutvis Yisrael and shutvis goy. Shutvis Yisrael, each one is a bar chiyuva, so together the shir is mitztarif. With the goy is bechlal not a bar chiyuva, so together with the goy it's not mitztarif. That's why it has to be enough of the shir. But why should there be a difference between reishis hagez and chal? So the Mechas Chinuch says that the Rambam actually is passing like Rabbi Loi, Chiddush, Lecha, Rabbi Loi is a Das Yochid, but the Mechas Chinuch wants to be Mechadish, the Rambam does passing like Rabbi Loi, but with a twist. He holds the Rambam, Lamaskono, that the mute of Shutvis, that patter Shutvis Yisrael, only patters if each one doesn't have a Shir Kisha La'atzmai. Lamaisa by Chal, the Gemara says by us, Rabbi Loi holds, that Shutz Yisrael is definitely chayiv. The Gemara, one of the places where Shutz Yisrael is definitely chayiv, even though Rabbi Loi holds in all sorts of dinim, Shutz Yisrael is potter, is chala. So mele by chala, each one is enough. Shutz Akum, which is yen is mayat by chala, over there also the miut will only be insofar as there's not enough for the Yisrael levad. If he has enough, he has the 43 beitzim by himself. The whole dough is 86 beitzim, and if there's a chelik ha-Yisrael of 43 beitzim, then he'll be chayiv as well. That's the way the Mechas Chinuch has it. Reb Chaim, in his Sefer, in Hilchas Bikurim, asks a very tough question on the Mechas Chinuch. He says, if you're going to tell me that the mi'utim in the Gemara of Shutvis are only memayit when there's not enough independently for the Yisrael, it's a chiddush. L'chor, the pashto of the Gemara is that Shutvis, the way we explained the previous year, the conceptual idea of shutfis is not prime bailus, it's not regular bailus, it's not a full bailus. It's a shvachere bailus. So it's not mechuyev. But it has nothing to do with the volume of the Yisrael and the Goy. That's a technical halacha. The same way one person needs 43 beitzim, two people need 86. If one person needs 5 tzoyin, so two people will need a shutfis of 10 tzoyin. If that's true, the Gemara Lamaisa sticks into the equation as one of the examples where shutfis is mafkia, truma. And a truma, chita achas paiteris is akri. There is no share, even a minute amount patas. How can you tell me that the whole miut of a goy, of a shutfis, is only insofar that it's missing a share? By truma there is no share, and still there's a din, that truma sakum is, the shutfis akum is nismayit. Is l'choira, Reb Chaim says, l'choira one has to say, like the Radbaz explains in the Rambam over there, in Perikun and Perik Vov, the goyin also says this, in Yerideh Shin Lamed Gimel, v'alochus of Trumas and Maisis, that the Rambam definitely paskins like the Rabbonon. And that's the Bashnus. The Rabbonon is the Roiv, Rabbi Loi is the Das Yochid. The Rambam's paskin like the Rabbonon. So what is the chiluk between Chal and Reish? I guess says Reb Chaim like this. Let's make, Reb Chaim says, a very basic distinction between Chala and between Reish. I guess Chala is something that as soon as you make a dough, as soon as you put together a Jewishly owned dough, it's chalene din tevel tzoser eat. It has a din in it, like we discussed in previous shurim, tevel, chaloy siser, ma'ideh afrosha. It's chal on the part that you mafish Hashem truma. The rest of it is chalaheter. The din of chala is in the dough itself. It's in the iso itself. A partly owned Jewish dough is lamaisa dough that has in it a din to have challah. It doesn't make a difference that the din is, that it's only partially owned by Yid, because it's a ribui that even should fasakam is chayav. What are you gonna tell me? You're gonna tell me that the dough is only partially owned by Yid? Yeah, but it's a Jewishly owned dough. So the fact that the, in ownership, only 23 of the kibbutzim is owned Jewishly, because the other 23 kibbutzim is owned by God, doesn't make a difference. By Reish Sages, Reb Chaim says, Reisha guess there's nothing inherent in the shearing. You shave off a certain amount, you shear a certain amount off the sheep. The person, classic Reb Chaim, that the din of Reisha guess is not a chalois in the cheft, so it's a din on the gavra. It's a chiyuv on the person, on the owner of the sheep to be mafish. The owner is mukhuyuv to give a certain amount of gaze, to separate and give a certain amount of shearings. Is there anything about the shearing that you could say, shearing with an EA and shearing with an AR. Is there anything about two people shearing the shearings that puts them together? There's Reuven and there's Shimon. It happens to be that they have to be shutfin in the sheep. Reuven has a din that when he shears sheep, say he's mechuyev to be mafish in a certain amount, Shimon has a din. Circumstantially, they happen to own together. Each one has a chiv kishal atzmai. Why would one person's amounts support the others? If you say it's a din in the iso, in the dough, it's a din in the chefetz, so you can say this chefetz is a chefetz. This is a dough that has Jewish ownership. The Jewish ownership puts onto this iso, puts onto this dough, onto this batter of dough, a chiyuv. Mashenki, with the din is a din in the person, each person is a separate mechuyev. Each person has a separate mitzvah same deraisa. The fact that the two of them together, each one is still separate, insofar as his chiyuv is concerned. Why would the two of them be able to team up and be mechayev themselves with a lesser amount? There's absolutely nothing that's sheared by the two of them in terms of their chiyuv. So Meli, you need the proper shear for each one. That's the gist of what Reb Chaim says. What's interesting conceptually is that Reb Chaim argues with a famous piece of the Rogachev Goin. The Rogachev says something that at first glance would be a milsa ma'id mistaber, is very logical. The Rogachev says that when we're dealing with Shittis Rabbon and Rabbi Loi, we discussed previously Rabbon and Rabbi Loi, legabe shut v'sakum and shut v'sisrael. There's another wide-ranging dispute between Rabbi Loi and the Rabbon. The Gemara says the reason why we're not knowing bizman hazeh, crucial halacha, we're not knowing bizman hazeh in chutz la'atz v'esh sages and zreh l'chayim is because no gamma k'rebeloi. What's the shita of Rebeloi? Rebeloi holds that in chutz la'atz there is no din of v'esh sages and zreh l'chayim. Now, Rebeloi also has other unique shitas that only he holds of in the din of shiroim, the din of zreh l'chayim v'keva. Let's say a person would want to give all the shearings. He would want to give all the wool to a kohen. Would he be able to? Rabbi Loi says that the wool has the same way in Truma. He learns that Xer Shovet to Truma. Same way in Truma, if a person would want to give a whole field, he would want to not be mafish 5% or 10% of his field. He wants to give the whole field to Truma. It wouldn't be chal. Why? You need shioreo nikorin. You need that there should be hafrosha. By definition, hafrosha means separating X from Y, separating A from B. You have to separate Truma and leave over something. If you said do the whole thing, it's not a separation. It's not a frosha. This is called, in the language of the Gemara, shiorei nikorin. The shirayim, the leftovers, has to be nikar. Similar to the concept of by dam. When there's a zrikas dam on the mizbeach, so a certain amount of the dam was nizrak from the kois. The dam that's left in the kois has a halachic definition of shirayim. Shirayim is not just something that a Chassidish Rebbe gives out by a tish. Shirayim is a definition of something that was separated from something else. That which is left over, that from which the part that was taken was separated, is called shirayim. Over here also by Truman, there needs to be shirayim on the korn. Lamaisa, if you do the whole field, there's no shirayim on the korn. Rabbi Loi understands that's true by Resh Lagez also. Says the Rogachover that Rabbi Loi is based on one basic idea. Rabbi Loi understands that Reishis Hagez is not just a choivas gavra. It's not just something that the owner of the sheep is mukhiv to give Reishis Hagez. He understands that it's chal the same way the produce of the land. Mitzvahs atluis baritz means, we understand, in its most basic form, that the karka of Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. The karka of Eretz Yisrael that has kedusha puts into the produce of Eretz Yisrael certain dinim. It produces in that in the produce, a certain kedusha, and that kedusha, the same way we say every time we make a bracha, we make lecho mipiv lezbeim tum varecho lebe kedusha v'torah. Eating the peris of Eretz Yisrael infuses one with kedusha. The peris of Eretz Yisrael, the produce of Eretz Yisrael, is infused with kedusha, which is mechayevit a higher level of mitzvahs. What does that have to do with Reishis Hagez? The shita of Beloi is a mystery. Reishis Hagez is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz or Beloi holds. What does it have to do with Truma? Truma is in the produce is from the soil, Reishis Hagez is not. But, despite the fact that it's hard to understand, we paskin like Rabbi Loi. The Rogachover says that means that Rabbi Loi holds that the shearing of sheep in Eretz Yisrael is a product of Eretz Yisrael, it's mitzvah tluis baritz, which is why also you have to be mafish, it's damit to Truma. Shioreo nikorin is a din in the Heftza. It's a din in the produce, not a din that the owner is mechuyev. It's a din that comes from the Eretz Yisrael, from the karka itself. By the way, there are places in Eretz Yisrael, we've discussed this in other shiurim, there are places in Eretz Yisrael where theoretically there's no mitzvah satluis ba'aretz, places that were not captured in the times of the second bayis, but they're part of Eretz Yisrael that was given over to the Ovis. They have Kedusha. As far as the Gavra is concerned, as far as the person is concerned, he's living in Eretz Yisrael as Mekayim Mitzvahs Yishuv Oretz. But as far as the Karka, the soil, is concerned, there is no Mitzvah Tluis Baretz. Mitzvah Tluis Baretz means the Karka as a soil, the produce as a soil. What does that have to do with Reishis Hagez? Rabbi Loi holds that Reishis Hagez is a product of Eretz Yisrael. It has a din like Truma Shiorei Nikorin. It has a din of Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. If that's true, L'chayra Reb Chaim Shtichel Teira is Nista. Because Reb Chaim is telling us, Reb Chaim is learning up the sugya of Reishis Hagez, L'gabi, that you need the shear of the prerequisite amount of giza in order to be mechayev. Reb Chaim learns that up in the Gemara according to Rabbi Loi. That point is not a dispute between Rabbi Loi and the Rabban, which means that he holds even according to Rabbi Loi, Reishis Hagez imposes no chiyuvim in the giza, in the wool itself. It's a chiyuv that's mutl on the owner of the wool. That means Reb Chaim understands that's not the machlokes Rabbi Loi and the Rabban, which leaves us, by the way, with somewhat of a mystery. So what is the rationale behind Rabbi Loi understanding that the din of Reishis Hagez could be a din that's shayich in Eretz Yisrael and not shayich in Chutz La'aretz? We'll leave over this kashim. Yetz Hashem, we'll get back to it in the next year. I'd like to point out, in tandem with this distinction of Reishis Hagez not being a din in the wool but being a din in the owner of the wool having to give the wool in his possession to a kohen. There's no din in the wool. There's no kedusha in the wool. There's no imperative in the wool. There's no chalois chiv in the wool. There's only a din on the owner. A very beautiful distinction comes out of the Rambam in something else that comes up in our sugis that's related. We have by us in the Gemara discussion of Mazik Matnas Kunis Potter. If somebody takes Reishis HaGez, the owner takes Reishis HaGez, and he dyes it, Sovoy, the din is that that removes it from the realm of Chiv Reishis HaGez, he's not Mechuyiv. It's Ke'ilu, what he did was he stole it from having given it to the Kohen, but now that it was Tzovoy, it was dyed, it was turned into something else, the din is that's Potter. The Gemara Lamaisim Bava Kamadav Tzadi Gimel, and other places, compares this Gemara in Bava Kamadav Samach Vov, compares this concept to the concept of Shinui Ingzela. Shinui Ingzela means Reuven steals from Shimon, he steals from him a piece of wood, takes that piece of wood, turns it into a chair. He's not Mechuyiv, the mitzvah of the Heshev Zagzela on the wood. Why? Because it's not wood anymore, it's a chair, turned into something else. That's called Shinui Koine. The chair is a creation of the Ganev, that means the chair belongs to the Ganev. The Ganev, what's incumbent on the Ganev is Mechuyiv, is to give back the cash value of what he stole. He's not Mechuyiv anymore on the Chevetz Be'en. The Chevetz Be'en is now something else. It's Nikne to the Ganev. The Ganev is Mechuyiv now, the Dmei HaChevetz. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Bikurim, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Paskins, that Reishis HaGez, you don't have to give the Reishis HaGez to the coin, or you mafkia the Reishis HaGez from the Chiv to give to the coin, if you dyed it in Tzovoy. Livnoi, if you only, you took the wool and you bleached it, that means you prepared it for dyeing, but you didn't actually change it into a different color. It doesn't have a different color. It's just ready now. It went through Libun, which is one of the Malachas and Shabbos, and preparing wool to turn to clothing, you have to wash it and comb it out. If it was washed out, and now it's turned from rough wool into thread, that now it's ready to, it's ready to turn to something else, the halacha is over there, that, the Rambam says that shinui is not enough, and you mechuyiv to still give it to the kohen, it's not called something else. It seemed to say that shinui is only when it's turned to something else, where it's totally something, it can't be changed back, it was dyed a different color. But if it was just washed out, that means it's prepared to turn to something else, but it hasn't yet become something else in fact, befoil. The problem is that if in Hilchas Gzela, the Rambam clearly says that Reuven steals from Shimon, there's no difference between Tzovoy, that's called Shinui in his Koine, or if he's Malabin the wool, he's also Koine. And the Gemara Harei compares the Gedorim of Gzela to the Gedorim of Mazik Manzkuna, of removing it from the mitzvah to give to the Koine. Based on what we said, the distinction would be as follows. A very nice hoisofa on this yisoid. The din of the Heshev Zagzela is a din, the Ganev is Mechuyiv, when Reuven steals from Shimon a pile of wool that's worth $100, he owes Shimon, Reuven as an individual owes Shimon $100. There's another din. In the Chefetz that he's holding is Chal, a din to be returned to the original owner. It belongs to the original owner. It's chal in it, a din to return to the original owner. When is a call that's no longer that thing? When is a call that's not anymore in the state that it was? It doesn't have to be a permanent change of tzovoy. Even a change of libun, a change which is only not a full change, it's not totally something else, but it doesn't have any more the din of what it was. It's not any more what it was. It was yotza, from being a chayfitz, from the way you stole it, it's not in the same state anymore. In that case, tzvoy, dying, as opposed to libun, would be considered a shinui. Reishis HaGez is not a din in the wool, that the wool has a din to be given to the kohen. It's a din that you, as the owner of the wool, have to give it to the kohen. Let's ask ourselves. Wool that was taken from being a rough, just freshly sheared off the animal, and now it was washed out, and now it's roy to turn to something else. It's not wool anymore. It might not be the same wool that it was 5 minutes ago, which is why it's kind of legabi gneva. The chefetz isn't the same. But if we ask ourselves, is it wool? Certainly it's wool. And there's a din in the owner of wool that if he sheared sheep, he's mechuyiv to give a certain amount of shearings to the Kohen, it's still wool. When is it called it's not wool anymore? When you dyed it a different color, it's not wool, it's material. That's something else. It's not gaze anymore. It doesn't have the mitzvah say. When do we say that the din is changed as soon as the chevitz is not the same? When we're talking about defining the chevitz. Mashenken, when we're talking about the din of the owner, it has to be that the owner's chiv was not there anymore because he doesn't have that anymore. If he still has wool, he's still mechuyev to shear. He's still mechuyev to take the shearings. That's only if it's wool. If it's not wool anymore, it's material, then he's not mechuyev. It's not gaze. That's another Tosefis onto this distinction. Again, like we said, the Rogachover says clearly not that way, at least Beshitz or Beloy. We're going to have to get back to that question, what to do with the Chiddushdika, Shita or Beloy, how we could understand that the Reish Sagez is Mitzvah Tlois Boretz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.